Law enforcement officers often find themselves in unexpected situations. Sometimes those can involve people who are deaf or hard of hearing and unable to follow officers' requests or orders. That has led to violent occurrences, including a beating in St. Louis and a shooting in Oklahoma City. No similar incidents have been recorded in Phoenix, but the Phoenix Police Department has taken a major step toward trying to continue that by teaming up with the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing to have a training program for officers. Phoenix Police Community Engagement Team Sergeant David Montoya is with me to talk about it. David, how did this partnership get started?
So the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and the Hard of Hearing, they reached out to us and asked if there's a way that we could work together to maybe help improve communication between the officers that are out on the street and people within their community. So as part of a continual dialogue, the decision was made that they were going to be able to present and provide training for us during our annual 40-hour module that officers go through. So we have somebody from the commission come to our module, get to speak with officers directly, and provide them information on some of the challenges that they have and also some of the perceptions that exist in that community. And it's been very helpful in giving officers information on how to better proceed in situations where you're interacting with somebody from that community, and also trying to help provide solutions to issues that we may be having when we're talking to somebody from that community.
Can you share some of these specifics from the training, some of the things that seem to make sense? And were they relatively common sense things, or were there some things that really needed to be figured out?
Yeah, they are common sense things, but it never hurts to hear them again. And the thing is, like, you know, how some people in the community may find offense to me giving them a notepad and a piece of paper and telling them to write out what they want to say to me. Or things like, you know, when I'm talking to somebody who has the ability to lip read, you know, speaking slower, a little more clear and concise, and also understanding, too, though, that they may not, even though they have that skill, they may only be able to pick up maybe a third of what it is that I'm saying. So that could add to the confusion. Mm-hmm. And also, too, little things like, you know, being really careful of who we get to interpret for us. You know, for example, if you're in a situation where it's an emotionally charged situation, but the only people that are available to interpret are people that are directly involved in that, we have to be aware that may not be the best person, and then that's when we need to start reaching out and looking for those alternative solutions to help us figure out what's going on and get the information that we need to make sure everything is taken care of.
Have there been incidents where there was reason for the deaf community to be especially concerned and say, well, we'd like to fix this before the next one might happen?
Nationwide, there have been some pretty high-profile situations where a miscommunication between an officer and a deaf person has led to unfortunate results. Here in Phoenix, we've been pretty fortunate that we haven't had a major situation that's come up like that. I think to our department's credit and to the credit of Chief Williams, we're very proactive in trying to identify problems and things that we could be doing better. And this is one of those good examples. You know, one of the things that we've done, in addition to having the people from the commission come and teach our officers, is we were able to have leaders from that community come down to our police academy and get to experience some of our training and go and kind of understand the frustration on our side so they can take it out and share within their communities to maybe bridge that gap even further. That's kind of the next step in our mutual partnership and information sharing with the Arizona Commission.
Does technology play a role in this? I mean, I realize that budgets are tight, but are there certain technological things that could be an assist as technology changes what the officers use and even what the deaf community uses?
Technology is an option. It is something that we as an organization are looking into. The technology exists. I know the NYPD had a pretty tremendous pilot program where they actually had tablets in some of their local precincts that would be available if there was ever a situation where they encounter somebody from the deaf and the hard of hearing community. They could either take the person to the precinct and use the tablet, which would then link up to a live interpreter, or they can have somebody bring the tablet out to them. So that's something that we're looking into to see if that's feasible or if that would work well for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a little, you know, things that sometimes work back east don't necessarily work as well here because we are more geographically spread out. So we are working to try to find the best solution for us. And honestly, the partnership with the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and the Hard of Hearing, we're not trying to figure this out by ourselves. They're working with us. They're sharing information. They know it's worked well in other places. And I'm pretty confident that we're going to find a pretty viable solution that'll help bridge that communication gap.
I was thinking about a situation where officers are going, let's say it's a very tense situation, and the person who is deaf or hard of hearing, let's say, would cooperate with officers but isn't able to initially because of this factor. Was there anything that the commission said about some way to approach someone if in fact you suspect, okay, this person is not defying us on purpose because they really can't hear? Are there certain signs that officers are supposed to look for to indicate if someone's deaf?
One of the things that was great about having the folks from the commission come down to our academy is we actually put them through some scenario-based training where they actually got to play in the role of the police officer. And we created situations where there was confusion, where there was elevated stress levels, and to see just the struggle that exists in overcoming that situation. Because I think prior to doing that, there was a perception as far as the best way we could handle things, but they didn't take into account some of the safety concerns that we have, some of the unknown nature that surrounds police work weren't really factored in. But after having them go through that, they were able to better understand some of our concerns and some of the things that we have to be aware of in those stressful, tense situations. One of the things that we're working on with the commission is the development of a visor card. Basically, it's a card that can be used in that can be kept in their vehicle or can be kept on their person. And, you know, it's going to have the Phoenix PD logo on it, so that way our officers will immediately recognize that visual logo that we see on a daily basis. But it'll have information on there for the person presenting the card that should be the first step in letting the officer know that this is not your typical interaction. This is somebody who does have special needs as it relates to communication, and then we need to start working on making sure that we're able to meet those needs to get the information we need.
Sergeant David Montoya is with the Phoenix Police Community Engagement Team.